on the KSRO Liveline with us on this Monday morning, Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal. Morning, Brad.
Yes, good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well, and the weather's getting better. I'm happy. Yeah. Coming up on Wednesday, a very big deal. You're holding the second annual North Coast Cannabis Conference in Santa Rosa. Talk about that and the speakers you've got on tap.
Well, to start with, we have the state's top regulator of cannabis, and that is Lurie Ajax.
Yeah.
We were just on the phone last week, and you know, there's a lot developing on the licensing front, and they're still taking a lot of public comment and what have you. But the number, I think, is 6,000 temporary licenses out there.
In the state.
In the state, which eventually, you know, are to become, you know, permanent licensing. So, I mean, there's a lot to do. There's still a lot of uncertainty. So that's where we start. And then we have a couple of insurance specialists. You know, it's a very thorny issue. If you own a building and you have a cannabis business in that building, can you, what about your liability insurance? What's, I mean, there are all sorts of thorny issues there, and they're getting resolved, and we have two experts there, and then we have an industry panel consisting of two very large distribution organizations, the CEO of Cannacraft, which is a vertically integrated cannabis products company here
That's
in Santa Rosa.
That's the biggie, yeah.
Yeah, and one of the panelists is the largest delivery service to dispensaries in Nevada, so he's coming out to be with us. So it's going to be a great morning, and this is something that's, that whatever you think about it, is here to stay.
Yeah,
and can be actually an economic engine if we do this right.
Yeah, and I'm sure this will come up on Wednesday. The you know, we keep waiting for some kind of word on the banking part of this exercise.
I should have mentioned we also have Todd Klaparis, who is the chair of the National Banking and Finance Committee of the National Association of Cannabis Makers, and he's the most up to date, probably in certainly in the state, if not in the country, on what's happening there. And actually, he said on the phone last week, finance organizations are starting to come to him, as opposed to you have to go. You know,
that's interesting.
So a lot of it is in the credit union space. But if financing is coming along, so,
and it's critical.
Yeah, it absolutely is. A cash business has all sorts of, you know, issues around it. Security being just one of them. So hopefully that issue is going to get resolved here, and is getting resolved here in California.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing more about that on Wednesday. Also, of course, we always return to the same subject, it seems, when we talk about North Bay business, and that is the rebuilding effort, the housing crisis, and it sounds like Marin's got a couple of ideas that we may be able to utilize.
I mean, Marin built 87 homes, if I read the numbers correctly, in 2016, which, you know, doesn't really scratch the surface of the need. Something like 60 to 80% of Marin's workforce commutes into the county every day. So the issue here is, you know, the person probably knows the most about this is George Lucas, who, you know, wanted to build some housing on his property there.
Yes, he did.
And just basically had to give up. But But the issue is, if we don't do something locally, the state is going to force it on us in some form, because this is a statewide, it's a Bay Area crisis, it's a statewide crisis. And there was a bill that it didn't get out of committee this year, but it's going to be back, SB 827, which would basically force construction around transit, in transit zones, like 101 near rail, that sort
of thing. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we either figure out a way to take care of our own housing needs, or somebody's going to tell us how to do it, and we may not like the answer. So.
And speaking of may not like it, a lot of feelings about this issue. The California Energy Commission voting Wednesday expected to pass a rule that would make California the first state to require solar power installation on new homes. That's a biggie, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a program announced last week between PG&E and Sonoma Clean Power that would provide grants to homeowners that are rebuilding in the fire zone up to 17,500, I think, to basically make their home zero net energy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's coming one way or another, because we have to find ways. The best way to reduce greenhouse gas, I think they've shown, is conservation. So, you know, and that's, you know, what the solar panels are intended to do.
Well, we're going to hear a lot more about that as we move forward through the week, and look forward to hearing a lot more about the cannabis conference Wednesday, too, Brad. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Pat. Have a great week.
All right. That is Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal.